Okay, we are picking up with the Gemara on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We are on the very top line. Our learning is sponsored Lu'ilu Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara is talking about the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Mani Mas Nisin. Who is the Shita in our Mishnah? So the Gemara points out that it must be Rabbi Meir here. It must be the Shita of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir told us on Daf Yud Gimel that if a person says a Lashon of Korban, that Korban she'ani ochelach, so that is going to be a valid neder. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you need to say ke Korban. So l'chora, our shita is that of Rabbi Meir. However, if you say the lashon of ha Korban, that is not going to be a valid meir, a valid neder, and that would not be chal. Di Rabbi Yehuda, because if it's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, lo shane le korban ve lo shane le ha korban. Both of those cases, if you say the lashon of korban shani ochelach or ha korban shani ochelach, both of those is not going to be a valid neder, and therefore the Mishnah seems to imply that there is a difference between the lashon of korban, which is valid, and ha korban. It clearly lachora is the shita of Shitas Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Eima Seifa, but now let us go weiter into the Mishnah. The Mishnah, on the second half of the Mishnah, tells us, La Korban, Lo Ochelach Mutar. That if I say, La Korban, I shall not eat of yours, he is going to be permitted to eat his friend's food. Since our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Meir, Lechora, this should be Shitas Rabbi Meir also. We usually Mishnayos line up, so this is also the Shita of Rabbi Meir. But don't we learn in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel, La Korban, La Ochelachar, Rabbi Meir Oser. If a person says, La Korban, I shall not eat of yours, Rabbi Meir says that it's Oser to eat his friend's food. V'amar Rabbi Abba. And in explaining Shitas Rabbi Meir, we had the Shita of Rabbi Abba who said, Nase Ka'omer, that the person who's making the neder is as if he said, La Korban Yehiyeh Lefichach La Ochel Lecha. That to a korban is going to be your food, and therefore I'm not going to eat of yours. That is the way that we explained it. Rabbi Meir does not understand that la korban is not a korban. Rather, he understands it as it is going to be like a korban. It's going to be like a korban, mamish like a korban. La could be like. So that's Rabbi Meir. So lachora, there's a difference. There's a stira between the two. That if you say it, it seems to be working in one, and this one says it does work, and the other one says that it doesn't work. So the Gemara says lo kasha, ha da amar la korban. In the previous Mishnah, we're talking about a case of a person says la korban in one word, and that can mean la like let like to a korban, and therefore as that's the shita of Rabbi Abba, and therefore that is a valid neder. So that was the shita of Rabbi Abba in the Vahatnan, and that's why that Rav Meir holds that it works. And what about our Mishnah? Ha da amar lo le korban. Our Mishnah is referring to a case that can be understood. Is he saying lo le korban? It shall not be a korban, not to a korban, and therefore, when you say lo le korban, is that we can break it up and understand that it doesn't mean a korban, in which case, the lo have a korban, ka'amar. That the person is saying that this shall not be like a neder, not be a korban, therefore, it's not going to be a valid neder. The only possible way to understand it is lo korban ochalacha, as that it means that the negative, not a korban, I'm not going to eat of yours, and that it does, that means, that could imply that a korban should be usher, that which I do eat, but Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of the concept of michlal lavat hashemayahin. And therefore, this is the explanation of the Mefarish. Therefore, we can understand that Rabbi Meir would hold, in this case, that it would not be effective. So we went, generally, a lot of times we'll explain like the Ran, however, the Ran is a whole different girsa and gets a little bit complicated, so we're just explaining the Gemara right now, Aliba the Mefarish on the inside. So we're going to go to the Mefarish, that's how he explains this point of the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Okay, very nice. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shavua lo ochel lecha. If a person says a Shavua, I'm not going to eat of yours, which implies I'm under a Shavua not to eat anything. Or, ha Shavua she'ochel lecha. Or, if it, behold, literally behold, it's like, ha, it's behold. Shvua, I am going to eat of yours. So here, I'm going to swear that I am going to eat what you are giving me. V'lo shvua lo ochelecha, or not a shvua, I'm not going to eat of yours, which means I am not going to be making a shvua with regards to that which I do not eat of yours, and implies, but I am going to have a shvua by that which I do eat of yours, meaning I'm not going to be eating yours. So then, usr, all these examples are going to be valid, whereas when it comes to a neder, these are not going to be valid, because if you say a korban, la'ochalacha, we pointed out that that is not going to be valid, at least on level d'oraisa, because it's not an intangible thing. So that is going to be, like they're swearing by the life of the korban, And when it comes to Hashvuah, though, that is going to be, all these are going to be effective. So that's going to be the difference over here between a Shvuah and a Neder. So the Mishnah seems to, again, hold that if you say, ha, behold, you're making a Shvuah, that is going to be not, you're saying that you're not eating your friend's food. So the Gemara says, that implies that when you declare that you're making a Shvuah, she'ochelecha, that means you're not eating of yours. So that seems to be the indication from our Mishnah, or Mina, but we have a stira with the Mishnah and Shavuos. The Mishnah and Shavuos tells us, Shavuos, Shtayim, Shehein, Arba, that if you have two types of Shavuah, that really, when it comes to a Shavuah that are explicitly mentioned, which a person can violate, so then we learn out from Shavuos Bitoy. Shavuos Bitoy is a person who lies. He swears falsely, and he lies about it. So if the din is, if a person does it, bemazed, then he's going to be chayav malchus. If you do it b'shogeg, then you have to bring a korban ola v'yored. There's three types of korbanos. If the richest person gives an animal, kisbasira, a middle level will give an oaf. He has a little bit less money, and a really, really poor person, dali dalos, will give even just a mincha, just some flour. So now, the pasuk says, nefesh ki sishava levate besvasayim l'ra'leitiv l'chol asher yivate adam b'shvua, which teaches us that there's to do good or to do bad. Those are both referring to the future. So therefore, we learn Shavuos Tamshin Arba that you can make a positive, meaning that you will do something in the past, or that you have done something you have done something in the past, or you will do something in the future, or for the positive or the negative, making that Shavuah is going to be valid. That's Shavuos Tamshin Arba. So the Gemara says Sheochel v'lo ochel. So if you say Ochel or that I will not eat, that's the future. Those are the Shavuos. And then Shachalti v'lo ochel, are you swearing about what actually happened, that I did eat or I didn't eat? Those are both going to be the Shtayim Shin Arba. But the Mishnah over there uses the Lashon of, Shalom Ochel, with the Lashon of that Shalom Ochel, but I'm going to be eating, so that I'm not eating. Shalchaltim Shalom Ochelti, in that case, which I'm positive and negative, so Lachor Mechal Shalochel Lachadachlina Mashma, that implies the Lashon of Shalochel means actually the positive, that I will eat of yours. So our Mishnah understands Shalochel is that I'm not eating of yours. But Shalochel in the Mishnah and Shavuot seems to indicate that it is that I am planning on eating. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Shalochel Shtei Lashonos Mashma. The Lashon of Shalochel, it depends. In context, sometimes it will mean I will eat, and sometimes it will mean I will not eat. It depends on the context in which it was mentioned. Hayu masrivin bo la'ochel v'amar, masarvin rather, bo la'ochel v'amar achlina achlina. They were pressuring him, said, come on, eat with us, eat already, come on, we're going to go have a nice steak dinner, eat with us. V'su shvua sho'ichel, and he says, a shvua sho'ichel. So that clearly implies, okay, you swear, I'm going to eat with you. I swear, so that clearly implies, da'achlina mashma, that I'm going to be eating with you. Aval amar, lo achlina, lo achlina. But if they're under the pressure, he kept saying, I'm not eating, lo achlina, lo achlina, v'su amar shvua sho'ichel. And then he says, a shvua sho'ichel, a shvua, a lashon of oichel. So that clearly meant, lo ochel kalachmina. That clearly meant in the context, that clearly was trying to have them stop from pressuring him eating, and therefore he was clearly indicating that he did not want it to be done. So that Abai is implying that we understand Sho'ochel generally means, in that context, I will eat, only because of circumstances. And then in the Seifa, the circumstances imply that he's not eating. However, there is a little bit of a problem, because the Gemara in Shavuos, in Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, going to Daf Chaf, tells us that Baye is quoted differently, that really, ordinarily, even when there's no pressure being applied, a person says, Shavuos Sho'ochel, he's understanding that he's going to eat. Because the simple understanding means, Sho'ochel, that I will be eating. Only when the circumstances seem to indicate explicitly to the opposite, then we can understand that it means to the negative. As opposed to over here, it seems more powerful. Whatever the situation was, that's how we interpret it. Not really, that's the Gemara in Shavuos seems to be a little bit more stronger about that. Generally, it always means that you will eat, unless you have a real full-fledged proof that it means otherwise. So says the Gemara, now Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, She'oichel deshvua, that the quotation of She'oichel mentioned our Mishnah is regarding a Shvua. She'oichel ka'amar. Really, the Mishnah actually says that She'oichel, I will not be eating. Ravashi is basically fixing up the gear, so he's changing it a little bit. He's saying, Hashvua she'i'ochelach, that he's saying that I'm making a shvua that I will not eat of yours. According to Ravashi, when the term she'ochel is stated, so we're saying that is, I will eat, regardless of the circumstances. But if you're saying she'i'ochel, that clearly implies that you are not going to be eating. That's what Ravashi understands the Mishnah to be talking about. So the Gemara is a kasha though, im kender, but if it's like the way Ravashi understood it, that there's a case he said, she'i'ochel, that I will not be eating, so Zakta Gemara, now, pshita, that it's obvious that it's, you're saying she'i olcha means I will not be eating. So how is there any other way to interpret Maila Mimra? What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying you're swearing not to eat. Okay, so obviously I'm understanding that I'm swearing not to eat. So is there any other way to understand that? So says the Gemara Ma'od, the same I would have thought the following. Mekam lishnu, that the she'i olcha is a person who's mekam lishnu, a person who doesn't know how to speak. He's saying something that that me'ikam, like akum, is like he's corrupted. The person doesn't know how to speak properly. The iskale, so the person made a mistake, and when he was speaking, but he actually meant to say she'ochel, and maybe that's what the ocean. He clearly was talking about the concept of people are trying to tell him to come, get him to come, and he indicated he was actually going to plan on coming, and then he says she'ochel. So I thought he clearly made a mistake. He didn't mean she'ochel, he actually meant she'ochel. So that's so therefore it would seem reasonable to understand that he meant she'ochel. Maybe we should understand that that's what he meant. So therefore, Kamashma in the Mishnah is teaching us, if we heard him say she'iochel, then he must refrain from eating. Even if he later insists that he says, I meant that I am planning on eating, then that is going to still be considered what came out of his mouth, that he's not eating, that's still going to be the shvua over here. Again, the Rishonim talk about it, if he really is like, he's swearing that that's what he meant, then that would be a shaila, but that's what the Gemara is saying at this point. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Abaye lo amar tam kirvashi. So why does Abaye hold like Ravashi? Doesn't hold like Ravashi? Why does Ravashi not hold like Abaye? So Abaye doesn't like Ravashi because Ravashi had to amend the Mishnah. The lok tani she'iochel. The Mishnah doesn't say that she'iochel. He had to amend the text. V'Ravashi na'ade min tam t'Abaye. And Ravashi didn't like the reason for the explanation. He left the explanation of Abaye, literally, because Kasavra, he holds that she'ochel taka has two meanings, and depending on circumstances, she'lo ochel nami mashmash de lashonos. That really the lashon of shelo ochel, I will not eat, also can understand two different things depending on the circumstances. That when also shelo ochel could sometimes be understood in two ways. Rav Ashi would respond to Abaye that if it's true shelo ochel, also the same could have been true with regards to shelo ochel. Also, that in situations it means I'm not eating, and some situations it means actually shelo ochel, I am going to plan on eating. He's going to flesh it out. If they're pressuring a person to eat, v'amar lo achlina lo achlina. He says, I'm not eating. Come on, I'm done already. V'amar nami shvua. Then he takes a shvua that he's not eating. Ben she'ochel, ben she'lochel. So then, if it doesn't matter, if he says she'ochel or if he says she'lochel, then the lashon shad ein achlina mashmakamar. He's understood as saying that he plans on eating with them. That's how Ravashi understands it. Even if it says shvua she'lochel, according to Ravashi, that'd be understood as a rhetorical question. Shvua she'lochel. No, merely means I am planning on eating with you. I am going to plan on eating with you. Ve'ika l'terutza yunami lishna shvua shelo ochel, that you can even understand that the lashon of shelo ochel means this, shvua de lo achlina ka'amar, a literal statement meaning shvua that I will not eat. Normal circumstances is shelo ochel. However, since it follows from Abaye's lashon that shelo ochel also has two understandings, why would the Mishnah discuss only the case of shelo ochel, whereas you could have mentioned also the case of shelo ochel, and it would have the same exact understanding according to Ravashi. So therefore, it can't be teaching us Abaye's chiddush, because the Mishnah would then be leaving out basically the same chiddush that it would have to teach you with the lashon of shelo ochel, and since it doesn't do that, Ravashi does not like the statement of Abaye. So the Gemara says, Ela Tana Paska. So rather, we flesh out that the Tana is clearly stating unequivocally she'ochel d'achlina mashma. She'ochel means I'm going to be eating. V'she'lochel lo'ochel mashma. And she'lochel means that I will not eat regardless of the circumstance in which you mention them. And since our Tana does not discuss both these phrases, he obviously again is going to be understanding differently than Abaye, and that is why Ravashi doesn't pasken like Abaye. So again, Abaye doesn't like Ravashi because he amends the text of the Mishnah. Changing the gear says is never pasha, changing the text. And as Ravashi basically says, I'm forced to do that because I don't like Abaye's answer, because according to Abaye, you should have said, the Mishnah should have mentioned the case of Shelo Ochel, because that would have the same dinim as She'ochel. Okay, very good. Now we're up to the next Mishnah, talks about the differences we had before, the differences between Shvuos and Nedarim. So now we're going to mention Zechomer B'Shvuos Nedarim. So this, what we just mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss which Mishnah, that was a Chomra from Shvuos to Nedarim. The Chomer Nedarim and Shvuos. And now let's talk about a Chomra that would apply to Nedarim that doesn't apply to a Shvua. So, Ketzat, how would this be the case? Amar Konim Sukkah Sha'ani Ose. The person's a Sukkah that I'm going to be making. So again, living and being in a Sukkah for the 7 days of Sukkot is a Din D'Oraisa. So you say that going in the sukkah, living in the sukkah is going to be a konim to me. So it doesn't, because the Rishonim point out, lechora doesn't mean to actually make the sukkah, because making the sukkah lechora is not really full, it's a hechsher mitzvah. That's what the Rishonim get into over here. Did he actually mean literally making the sukkah? But pashas, he means sitting in the sukkah, not shani osav of making, but rather dwelling in the sukkah that's already made. Lulav shani notel, or lulav that I'm taking, tefillin shani maneach, or tefillin that I'm putting on. All these things a person makes a neder not to do them. So medarim asr, so when you say lashon nedarim, so then he's asr to sit in the sukkah, take a lulav, or put on tefillin. That was one of the classic examples we mentioned, is the difference between Isser Chavtza and Isser Gavra. When it comes to a Gavra, he's not allowed to make a Shvuah. Shvuah, but Shvuah Mutter, if he's make a Shvuah, not to sit in the Sukkah, we're going to see the Gemara is going to discuss his own base, that you're not allowed to do that. It's not Chal, because the Shvuah, you're Mushbar Sinai, to go sit in the Sukkah. You don't have a right to uproot that. And Einishba and Lavar HaMitzvah, you're not allowed to make a Shvuah, which is going to prevent you from doing a Mitzvah. So therefore, with Nedarim, it is Chal, and with a Shvuah, it's not going to be Chal. Okay, so now the Gemara is assuming, and when we said a Chomer by, this was a Chomer from Shvuas to Nedarim, and then we come on to these are Chomers of Nedarim to Shvuas. So the Gemara assumes that when we talk about what's a Chomer from Shvuas to Nedarim, they're referring to the previous Mishnah which talked about a Shvuah, Sha'ani Olchalach. Whereas the Korban Sha'ani Olchalach is not going to be Chal. So the Gemara is bothered by that. Why are you saying that's Chomer b'chal de nederhu? Chomer implies that this is a Shvuah, this is a neder, and this is a Chomer that applies by Shvuah, which the neder is lower level. But what do you mean? Hamutiktan, the Mishnah told us that that's not even a neder whatsoever. It doesn't get to the level of being on a neder. That's not a lashon of a neder. It's not that you made a neder, it's not chal. It's not even called a neder. So why are you telling me that's a Chomer? That's not called a Chomer, it's just not chal. It's a different parameter for what the getter of making a neder is, as opposed to a Shvuah. So says the Gemara, Asifa d'idach bavaktani. So our Mishnah really is talking about not that Mishnah. We thought it was the immediately previous Mishnah, but not. We're talking about the Mishnah antes vavam beis. The Mishnah tells us, Shvuah sha'ani yashin she'eni medaber inach she'eni ma'alech. Asur, person makes a Shvuah, I'm not sleeping. Person is making a Shvuah not to speak or not to walk. All of those things are going to be fully effective under a didah raisa, because a Shvuah can be chal on something which is not tangible. However, zeh chomer b'shvuas b'nedarim, as a neder that a person makes, is not applicable to something which is not tangible. If a person says konim from sleeping or konim from walking, those things, etc., so those things are not going to be a neder whatsoever. But we pointed out, though, that Ravina explained this, that the neder really is chal on a level derabanan. We said b'yachal derabanan applies. Mi doreisa it's not chal, mi derabanan it's chal. So Mamish answers our question. Really, there is a neder. Oh, but the neder is only chal on level derabanan, so that's why it's a lower. That's why it's a lower level. That's the chomer shuvos menedarim. And now we're discussing our case where you have the lachori. You have to assume that the neder kilu should have been chal, the shuvah should have been chal, but you're not. It's not chal for a technical reason. Chomer menedarim b'shuvos ketzad. As if a person says chonem again by the sukkah, it's chal. But if you say it by a shuvah, they're not sitting in the sukkah, it's not going to be chal. So the Gemara now says Rav Kahana masne amar Rav Gidal Marav. Rav Kahana taught that this statement Rav Gidal Marav told us. Really, Shmuel told us this. Where do I know you're not allowed to make a shvuah? You're not making an oath to violate a mitzvah. Talmud lomar lo yachel dvaro, even to not do a mitzvah or to do an iser. That the pasuk says lo yachel dvaro, that if a person makes a neder, right? Anything which comes in the mouth, you should do. So what do we learn? Dvaro lo yachel. You should not violate your own word. Dvaro. That's the lesson. Lo yachel dvaro. The Gemara has an emphasis on dvaro. What you said, you should not be violating. Aval mechel lechatz shemayim. But you're allowed to ki'ilu and violate what it says for what Hashem is telling you, meaning that it's not chal. A person is saying your word because that's going to be a shvuah. But if you made a shvuah on something which Hashem already told you not to do or to do, both of those things, the shvuah is not going to be chal. So Gemara says ma'ishna neder. So why taka is neder going to be any different than the halach of a shvuah? Because the pasuk says dechsiv ish ki'idor neder la'Hashem lo yachel dvaro. Because also it says lo yachel dvaro. That even the neder applies to an object used for the mitzvos. So the Gemara says, Shvuah nami haksiv, o ishava shvuah l'Hashem lo yachel dvaro. His own words over here. Since the phrase l'Hashem is stated by a neder as well as a shvuah, you could be understanding the same way that a neder also shouldn't be chal. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, ha da amar hana'a sukkah lai. When you make a neder, you're saying, the benefit of sukkah is usher to me. You're, what are you doing? This is a classic difference. It's on the chevtza. It's not on you. It's on the chevtza that the sukkah is usher. Hasukkah is asr to you, but you yourself, ki'ilu, it's a different halacha. Hadamar shvua shalai nemin hasukkah, whereas you're saying, I am not benefiting from hasukkah. You're on the gavra, it's on you. So therefore, if it's on the neder, it's on the chevtza, it's on the item directly and not on you, so then you're allowed to make the neder. But if it's on you, if it's on yourself, then you're not allowed to make a shvua, because that is going to prevent you from doing a mitzvah, which is something you don't have a right to do. So why don't we say, the question that Rishonim asks is, why don't we say, Ese Doche Lo Sase, that the mitzvah of living in the sukkah should override the iser, a person violating Loyachad Varo? Because the Gemara, so the Rishonim point out that the answer is, besides for the iser against Loyachad Varo, there's also a mitzvah, Kichol Yatzim Epiv Yase. So in a Chanami, they entertain that really, the Rashba understands, and other Rishonim, that really you would have been able to override your neder because of Ese Doche Lo Sase. However, since at the end of the day over here, you are violating a lo saseh and an aseh by violating a neder, then it's not going to be allowed to go into the sukkah. As opposed to, again, a shvua, a person is on himself, it's on the gavra, it's on himself, and therefore you don't have the ability to make this neder bichal. It's ineffective. You're mushba v'omid bar sinai, and therefore you're not allowed to make a neder that's already chal, and you already ki'ilu made a neder to keep the Torah. Therefore we understand as Lashem that a neder is going to be effective only in regards to the chevtza, as opposed to the gavra, which it's not going to be chal on. So says Gemara, Rava, v'chi mitzvahs lahanos nisnu. But were mitzvahs really given to Klal Yisrael to benefit from them? Obviously not. Since it says the benefit of the sukkah is upon me, it means you're not making a mitzvah. You're not supposed to be inherently being nana from that. So someone could ask. So then why one is living in the sukkah? You're having the same benefit as the shade, besides performing the mitzvah. So maybe we can answer that generally the sukkah with only one mitzvah and the shade is like a secondary thing to it. That's what we're pointing out. You just ikar, you want to go to the sukkah. So Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava, Hadamar Yeshiva Sukkah Lai. When you say living in the sukkah, it meant Vehadamar Shvua Shelo Eisheva Sukkah. Whereas opposed to the Shvua you're making is I'm not sitting in the sukkah. So meaning the sukkah is being in the sukkah is the chefta, as opposed to the person making the shvua that he's not going to be in there. So that's the shita of how to explain the Gemara over here. The Ran asks, how could living in the sukkah be considered an effective neder? That is something which is going to be intangible. So how is that working, Bichla? That's something we always point out. It has to be something which is tangible. So Ran answers that Rava actually means the neder said a sukkah is koneh to me regarding living in it. So it's on the sukkah. But it's on the chevtza of the sukkah. But you're just the ikar point is the hana, the reference to the, so as opposed to the actual dira, as opposed to living in it, and that's the difference that the Ran wants to point out. The Ran then quotes Tosfos, and he answers that Rava doesn't mean literally that living in the sukkah is going to be upon you at lashon neder. Rather, it's not considered neder on something which is lacking any something which is tangible. Rather, we're talking about the neder with regards to dwelling in it only in darim in regards to. Something which is certain in certain circumstances, then it's going to be okay. So the Gemara now says, "V'she'enish b'nei l'avraham mitzvos ma'afan afkilei." Is that really true that you're not allowed to make a shvua from this halacha? Ma'asan afkilei. We learn it from a different halacha. The Sani, we learn it in a brisa. Yochol nishma levata to mitzvos or labital yael yachayev. I would have thought you're going to be chayev for that. So says the Gemara, "Talmud lomar lahara ulehitiv." The pasuk says lahara ulehitiv. So the meaning that we have to do good or to do bad. So what does it mean? Ma'atav Arshus, just like doing good is something which I decide, meaning to eat or not to eat, something which is, it's on my own volition to decide to do that or not. Af Harar Arshus, so too must be something which is bad, meaning not eating, is going to be something which is just, I decide not to eat or to eat. So it's Yatza Nishba Levatel to Mitzvah. That would be excluding the case of someone who swears to violate a mitzvah and does not do it. Shein arshus biado, he doesn't have the ability to levata the lahara alehitiv. We're talking about physically lahara alehitiv. If it's something which you have to do, then it's not considered lahara alehitiv. You're not in control. So the Gemara says, Chad kar lemiftari mekorban shvua. One pasuk is going to be pattering you from violating your shvua. Again, we do it by accident, and you didn't keep it. So you're not going to be over that din at all. You don't have to bring a korban chata, so olav yore. V'chad lemiftari min lav de shvua. And the other one is against the lav, which is normally going to be chayiv malkus. That's the difference over here. So it really, b'shogeg b'mezid is really essentially what the Gemara is answering. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the yesh neder, b'sof neder, mitzvah shem, and tomorrow's daf.